The chemicals raise concern because they don't break down easily and they've been linked to harmful health effects. The committee split along party lines in a 3-2 vote. Green Bay Republican Senator Robert Coles says foam containing PFAS would only be allowed during an emergency or testing under specific conditions.
The bill as amended creates the necessary balance, I should say, between reducing dangers to human health and negative environmental footprint these chemicals pose while also preserving the ability of first responders to use an extremely effective tool to fight flammable liquid fires.
But Democrats say the bill should have been combined with a proposal they introduced called the CLEAR Act that would provide more funding, positions, and authority to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and Department of Health Services to address PFAS contamination. Daniel Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.